Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, folks. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the White House Correspondents' Dinner 2018 was not comedy. It was a disgusting display of hateful intolerance by the press corps. To me, this event was the death of comedy and decency. The history of the White House Correspondents' Dinner was founded by the White House Correspondents' Association, February 25, 1914, to an unfounded rumor that a United States congressional committee would select which journalists could attend press conferences of President Woodrow Wilson. It is an organization of journalists who cover the White House and the President of the United States. Every year, they celebrate with a dinner. These dinners were fun roasts, good humor, of a sitting president and his administration. However, recent dinners have been tasteless and unfunny. Last year, President Trump declined his attendance, as he did this year, to avoid the liberal media rudeness. The dinner has molted into a hate-mongering event full of hateful people. Why? Because the majority of the attendees are angered that the 2016 presidential candidate, their candidate, lost. Not gracefully, I might add, these spiteful, mean-spirited people will not move forward for the good of the country. Michelle Wolf was the chosen comedian entertainer for this year's dinner. She was not funny. She mocked White House Sarah Sanders and Kellyanne Conway. She meanly ridiculed their looks and personalities. She was vulgar. She was abhorrent. She was crude. She was rudely unkind. She was just simply pathetic, ill-mannered, and an embarrassment to the human race. It wasn't comedy. It was attack, bullying, disgusting, no common decency. Now, I was stunned by her audacity. She attacked two women regarding their looks, personalities, and positions. Yet, where were the women's rights advocates of the left? I will explain where they were. Nowhere. The NOW Group, National Organization of Women, has kept silent. That's because this organization is exclusively for women of the left, the liberals, very deceptive and insincere. All women should be critical of this organization, this comedian, and the White House Correspondents' Association. The elitist media and socialist Democrats should be very, very embarrassed. Remember this and instruct our children. There is no excuse for bad manners. You never build yourself up by tearing someone else down. We need to put back civility into all discourse. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.